Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life with Dennis C. And today I'll finish up our 7 perspective of effective leaders. So I hope this has been helping you a lot. I've received some feedback from pastors and leaders who have been watching this and they've tried to apply some of the things that was already discussed. So hopefully you can get one. Please go and get the book 7 Perspective of Effective Leaders. I'll give you the link down below. I have a few copies left of that book, or you can get it in any Amazon Kindle store. Today, we would look at perspective number 6, which is your role. Having a right perspective of your role is very crucial to build an effective organization and team. You know, for a lot of us, we tend to be more reactive and over-involved than a strategic leader. As we move forward in our leadership, it is incumbent on us to learn how to shift from being micro to sometimes going now macro. Right? We cannot be overly involved in every detail or else the people that you're leading won't be moving. We cannot be reactive. If there's a problem, that's the only time we meet or that's the only time we find solutions. We're trying to look to the future. This means more delegating, more coaching for you, and more empowering those on the team who have the competence and expertise to do the work that align with the roles. That also means for you as the leader, your role is to put people on the right seat on the bus. That's according to Jim Collins now of Good to Great. You have to find the right people on the bus and then let them sit on the right seat and in the role in their team. Is your time now more on delegating, coaching, and empowering those on your team? If your team, sabi mo, anak ko, yung team ko hindi pa ready, that's your role also to make them ready. And that's why there needs to be more coaching on your part. There needs to be more guiding them through. When you say empower, and here's something I want to challenge. For most of us, when we empower people, we kind of leave them on their own. Oh, empower na kita, go do the job. No, empowering means I delegate it really well. I teach you the ropes. I give you best practices. And then I give you feedback on the things that you're doing now. Right now, this is not easy. This takes a lot of time. But once you get to do this, then you've just solved a big rock in your team. That means I don't have to do it anymore. Somebody else is able to do this. Now, to understand your role, first get clarity on what you do today that adds the most value to your organization. Diba? Saan ka ba talaga pinaka-valuable? As if you're a senior leader, if you're part of the executive team, then there are certain things that only you can do that others cannot do. You're delegated into that role because there's some executive functions that you have. So if you keep on doing the menial jobs or the daily jobs of the people under you, then you're getting the role that they need to have while not occupying the role that you need to be doing. So you have to find the balance between doing what you do well and enjoy and doing what the work needs. No? So alamin mo, saan ba talaga ako kailangan? And sometimes different season, different scenarios yan for us. There's time I need to be more micro. There will be a time I go macro, especially if I've empowered somebody. Now, if I empowered somebody and then they kind of mess up, then I kind of come in again and help them and guide them and coach them through. That means now, as what I said earlier, more time for you to coach and delegate on things. Pag matagal ka na sa leadership, maganda talaga makuha nila yung wisdom mo kung paano mo ginagawa yung ginagawa mo. What are areas of success that you have that you can pass on now to the next generation of leaders? Now, if you can align the needs of your organization or your business, your skill set, and what you enjoy, you'll become the best version of yourself as a leader. Maybe I'll give you an example of my own style of leadership. Mahilig talaga ako magturo, mahilig ako magbasa, mahilig ako sa organizational leadership. And so that's what I love doing. So I try to find ways on how to delegate and coach and empower my executive team to start thinking like me. And that's how I try to lead the team. It's something I love doing, yet at the same time, I know this is something that they need to learn so that we can bring the church to the next level of growth and health and spirituality. Then I become the best version of the leader that I am. Ibig sabihin, life-giving tong role na binigay sa akin. Now, if you're gonna make me do the task of organizing events, doing those things, I don't think that would be my role already. I'll get that role now again from somebody who was actually hired to do it. So in a way, very selfish and insecure ako pag hindi ko ini-empower yung mga tao under me to do the job that they're doing. Okay, one of the challenges na kailangan natin is really for you to look into the future. Now, I'm blessed kasi yung theme ko, futuristic number one ko, which means normal sa akin to look into the future. I need to meet the future needs and demands of the organization or my team or the church or the business. While you need to best equip yourself also about the future, you still need to remain firmly planted in your current reality so you can manage your organization better today. That's one of my learning ropes in leadership. The team that I was working it with was so frustrated with me because I would always be future looking but not being grounded in the reality of today. So they were saying, ang dami mong plano, hindi kami makaka-catch up sa'yo. You have to learn how to slow down. So I just want to say sorry to those that I led early on in my leadership. But now I've learned how to manage. I've learned how to be more patient. I learned how to study the time. So that when I look into the future, alam ko saan papunta. But now I have a broader timeline to make that happen and to achieve that goal. So very important that you define your role. Now, narrow your focus to gain clarity on your high payoff activities. No? Ito tinuro to sa akin. No? There are some things that only you can do and no one else can do. You have to narrow that focus. This should reflect what you do best, what brings you the most energy, and what drives and supports the work we have in the organization. Okay? So, saan ba ako talaga pagka ginawa ko to would bring so much result? Okay? Now, if I just go show up and preach every Sunday, yeah, that's good. But to meet with key people in the church or to have connections outside of the church that would help the kingdom of God, that is something that I am supposed to do. I also know that vision, where the church would go in the next 2-3 years, is something that should be coming from me. And if I do this well, then it has a high payoff. Everybody's happy because they know the direction of the church. Everyone knows where to put their energies. So, dahil nakafocus ako doon, I'm able to give a high return of the efforts of my leadership. But if I start focusing on things that I'm not supposed to be focused on, then it would have a very low return and many people would feel disempowered with the roles that they have. So, may mathematical computation to. Take your annual compensation, divide it by 2,080 or 40-hour work week. The result is your hourly wage. So, magkano yung hourly wage mo? Question, are you worth the investment? Now, in regard to my role, what should I keep doing? That's a good question to ask. Where do I add value? Then focus on doing that. What things should I start doing? So where can I add more value and improve my effectiveness? Now, when I start doing something, then I should also stop doing something, which is the third question. What activities should I stop doing? What behaviors and activities either create confusion or hold back our people or the mission of the organization or the team? Okay, so three things. What should I keep doing? Just continue doing it. What should I start doing? Something they're asking you to do but you're not doing that you should start doing that would create a high payoff. And thirdly, what should I stop doing? If I stop this, then I get to empower somebody who is there on the role. Now, that's why it's very important that you see your role. In order to build your team's capacity, you must invest in developing your people. Don't be the lid or the bottleneck. Di ba sabi ni John Maxwell, ano yan eh, law of the lid. So kung ikaw tong lid, your team's effectiveness and leadership would only be up to here. Right? You're the lid. Ikaw yung bottleneck. Either I improve so the lid goes higher and they go higher, or I get out of the way and let others lead. No? Great leaders don't focus on solving problems. What we do is we equip others to innovate, meet challenges, create solutions, and come together to get extraordinary result. Hindi ikaw yung laging sagot sa tanong. What you need to do is you have to equip others to think, to innovate. Paano ba gawin to? Ano bang solution dito? How do we meet these challenges? And then helping them come together as a team to get extraordinary results. Imagine if you're the bottleneck. Then even all the nice ideas and solutions, they still have to wait for you. They would wait for your yes or approval rather than come together and collaborate as a team. Your primary responsibility is to develop the capacity of your leadership team. Your role is to develop and elevate the skill of those on your team. Yung prayer ko talaga is that after X number of years, I would have created and developed better leaders. That when they came in the first year and now after 5 years under my leadership, they could say, wow, I've truly improved. I've truly been empowered. I've truly been equipped to do the job that I get to do. And I enjoy this job that I'm doing. So let me now move on to the potential blind spots for perspective number 6, which is your role. Sabi ni Daniel Harkibi, don't build a fence. When you feel that you've reached the peak, don't get comfortable and complacent. Don't lead from a defensive position. That's when you start going down in leadership. Leadership is not a place of comfort, but of continual challenge and change. Leadership can produce energy and passion. Right? Alam mo, sa tagal ko na nagli-lead ng Green Hills at that time, totoo lang may fence na ako. I feel that I've reached the peak. I've led the team to where it is. And I feel like, oh, medyo relax na ako. I got comfortable and complacent. I can't lead from that position. Why? Because I'll try to look for something else to do. No? And now that I've moved here in Makati, I think it is God's way of taking me out of my comfort zone. Of course, masakit, no? I grieve when I left Green Hills because I led that for 13 years, imagine. But to be in this new place with new challenges and new people in a very productive and proficient environment, now, it has challenged me to become better. And it has produced energy and passion in me. Now, as what I said in every leadership coaching, you have to learn how to count the cost. Saying yes to something means saying no to something else. So your role is very important. Pag hindi mo na-focus, narrowly focus on the role that God has given you, what will you do? You will say yes to many things. No? But tandaan mo, when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So when you have a lot of yes, then you're spreading yourself too thin. Then it decreases your effectivity, your productivity, and your leadership efficiency. You don't want that to happen. Okay? Learn how to deliver a kind no. Learn how to say no. Tuturo ko kayo. It's like this. No. Sorry, I can't. No. Yeah, ganun. Practice mo lang yan sa mirror. No, sorry. No, really, I can't. Right? Wag nang ano, I'll pray about it. If you really know this is not the path, the clear path that God has for you, then don't even say, I'll pray about it. Just say, you know, with my present situation now, I think it would be a no for me. Right? Remember, be a linchpin. Ano yung linchpin? Yan yung part sa isang machine na mahirap palitan. Linchpin ka. You're not like everybody else. There is something that you bring to the table and that's why you are in the leadership position that you are in now. And for those of you who are not yet in that leadership position, build yourself towards becoming indispensable. I'm not saying di ka mafafire or indispensable ka talaga, but what that means is I'm trying to be the best version of myself. By becoming more efficient and productive in my work, by increasing my leadership capacity, and learning how to lead others well. So that's that's perspective number 6, your role when it comes to your leadership. I do hope and pray na ma-embrace mo talaga to. No, kasi pag mas naging clear ang role mo, mas sasaya ang lahat. There'll be a high payoff in everything that you do. You won't just come into the office in out, with no productivity and nothing really major is happening. when leaders are in the path where God has called them to be, where they feel the delight of God because not just of their faithfulness, but because of the strategic insights that the Lord has given you, everybody will be happy. So I pray that for you. I pray that you would get your role, the clarity of the role that you have, because we want you to be maximizing where you are now, where God has placed you. All right, so that's the end of this video. Umabot po tayo ng around 12 to 15 minutes. So I'll take on another video for our last perspective. But I do hope that this has helped you. I hope na-challenge kayo dito, no, sa roles na meron kayo as a leader. And I do hope and pray na basahin mo talaga tong book na to, kasi ano lang to eh, discussion na lang tong ginagawa ko sa video. And I know you learn a lot from the 7 perspective of effective leaders. I hope you lead well. I hope you lead right. And I hope you embrace the role that God has given you. God bless you. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Pag di ka pa nagka-subscribe, subscribe ka. Or listen to this on Spotify. God bless you guys and see you in the next episode of Design Your Life.